And how about as far as conditions today compared to yesterday, and how all of that played out?
Yeah, absolutely wild weather here in the at the base of Mount Triglav, basically. I believe this is the Triglav National Park, and it's one of the most spectacular places one will ever go, especially for cross-country skiing. The mountains rise directly out of the venue. And we saw just an incredible amount of rain yesterday, followed by quarter-inch hail, and that actually accumulated to the depth of about a half inch by the time the men's final went off after the delay. And then today we saw essentially rain in the morning and then a lot of snow, the kind of snow that just puts a big smile on your face, except if you have to race in it. But for me, coach standing on the side of the trail, it was just wonderful, snowy. There was no wind, but it was amassing quickly, and banners were collapsing all over the course, making for a lot of work for the OC.
And were you guys able to get good skis?
We had excellent skis, with the exception of we made a mistake in the final, and we feel like we chose the wrong pair of skis for Sophie, and she had to work really hard to stay as close as she did, but it was kind of an impossible scenario. She was losing ground on downhills, on flats, and the only place where she wasn't losing a lot of ground was on the ups. She said she felt quite good, but it was evident from watching her. This is what's notable here, is that this is the first time this event has included no service during the round, so you're not allowed to switch out skis and correct for mistakes or continue with what's working. And so we made a mistake early in the finals and had to eat it. And we did.